Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit more about what the Maharal says about Hallel. If you recall, he had a chiddush in the Pshat of Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says, Kala Aimer Hallel B'chol Yayim, Hareza Mecharef U'Magadah. That it's usher to say Hallel B'chol Yayim. If you're reading Tehillim, you're reading Tehillim, but to say Hallel as Hallel, even without a bracha, you're Mecharef U'Magadah. So most Rishayim learn, because since Hallel is a Shevach Ananeis Nigle, so Memela, you're implying that I'm only grateful for supernatural things, I'm not grateful for the ordinary Tovos of life, so you're a Kafui Taiv on the Teva. That's how most Rishayim learn. The Maharal has really a tremendous Chiddush, it really is Mamish, a whole different way of looking at the Gemara, that the problem of Chira Fagiduf is not that you're a Kafui Taiv on Teva, but you're implying that Teva Gufa is on Haga of Neis. In other words, you're basically saying, which indeed the Ramban almost says Beferish, that you're basically saying there is no such thing as a regular Teva, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Nisim B'chol Eisos. So what's wrong with that? For Karek, that sounds like a heightened awareness of Hashgacha Pratis. The Maharal says no, because that's going to lead you to Chira Fagidiv. Because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making individualized decisions on every single person, then you're going to have a problem. Why do Rishayim prosper? Why do Tzaddikim, why do they suffer? Bishlama, if the Pshat is, the Maharal says, there's a Hanhaga of Teva. So Memele, Yitachem, Meilam Hazeh, that the tzaddik suffers because he's b'mikrei hazman, and the rasha is matzliach because things work out for him. And in Eilam Haba, there's going to be an adjustment. But if you're Eimer Halo B'chol Yayim B'yayim, what's the pshat? You're denying the existence of Teva. If you're denying the existence of Teva, that's going to come to Chira Fagidav, because then you'll have tainus under the Gartos Mamash, a big, big chiddush in pshat. That's not the way any of the Rishayim or the Gemara, yeah.
You said the Rambam has like a similar sheet.
Right. And indeed.
You said it last week. I was wondering.
Right, yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about it. I'm going to talk a little bit about this. The notion of Teva. Meaning the question basically becomes Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis normally means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer on every single person. And the Mukubalim say not just every single person, but every single animal, every single plant, every single blade of grass, exactly what is supposed to happen to that person, to that plant, to that animal, to that blade of grass, down to the tiniest little ant, the tiniest little leaf, whatever it is. That's mamish, we call that an extreme version of Hashgacha Pratis. The opposite shita, let's take two extremes, right? The opposite shita is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei of the Olam. And as the Borei of the Olam, he created laws of physics and laws of chemistry, in which when matter interacts with the environment in certain ways, things happen. So there are going to be earthquakes, and there's going to be volcanoes, and there are going to be tsunamis, and there's going to be rain, and the like. And if somebody, an animal, a plant, a person, suffers, it's lav dafka that Hashem was in geyser, that particular person is going to suffer, but rather a person could be caught up in mikrei hazman. Now, let me point out, even with that extreme view, that there's such a concept called teva, number one, the obvious point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the architect of that teva, that's for sure. But number two, it is a davar pashut, it's axiomatic, it's fundamental and pashut in Judaism, that through the kayach of tshuva and tefillah, it's shayach for a person to be elevated above the Teva. In other words, the difference is the following. If, God forbid, a person dies in an accident, is it the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser misa? Or is it the pshat the person didn't have enough sechusim to be nitzel from the automatic situation of Teva? But either way, if there would be enough sechusim through tefillah or whatever it would be, that would lift him above. So no maimon in Torah says that teva is an automatic, fatalistic thing that is not shayach to be nishtana. But the machlokas is teva a self-operating mechanism for which Hashem takes you out when he's masul you? Or is it the pshat? It's not the pshat, there's teva and Hashem takes you out, but rather Hashem makes the decision every time. Lamisa, l'chayim, l'chayli, whatever it be. Now, it's yadua that the shita of Rambam in many places, although there are some stiras, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyasei chukei ateva, and the chukei ateva are normally pale. In fact, ad kedei kach, that the Rambam says, hashgacha pratis, number one, does not exist on animals and plants. Even Goyim, the Rambam is mashma. The Rambam says the only hashgacha that you have is called the hashgacha klalis. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines that there have to be a certain number of pine trees in the world. So memela, he's going to be mesader the teva in such an oifen that you'll be left with X number of trees. But where the trees will be, or whatever it would be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he lets the teva operate, so it'll do such a thing. That same thing with Goyim, Hashem determines that we need X number of nations, we need X number of people, so memela Hashem will adjust the chayli and the war levels, so to speak, so you'll produce a particular population size, but there's no particular hashgacha on which individuals make it. Now, the Rambam, in a more controversial statement, the Rambam says that even for Jews, the derech, now again, this is mamash, not what we commonly teach, so I'm not here to be machria a halacha. First of all, it's hard to understand what a psak halacha means anyway. We can't paskin how Hashem is mashgiach. But the Rambam shita is that hashgacha pratis is the darga of tzaddikim that have a unique kirvas alikim. And b'derech klal, we're not always zeichet to hashgacha pratis, except in zmanim of eis ratzayin, zmanim of tefillah. Tefillah, of course, is answered sometimes. You know, tefillah is always answered, but not always the specific bakasha. But when the Eibishter answers our bakasha, there is a hashgacha pratis. But the default setting of life, so to speak, is taka the talich hateva. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, and the Maral seems to be pashut agreeing with this. And because of this, the Maral tainas, this is a partial yishuv of tzaddik v'ralai, rasha v'tayvlai, because it's mikrei ateva. In fact, the Maral says elsewhere that this is the meaning of the famous kasha that people ask. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that on Rosh Hashanah, tzaddikim are nichtavim v'nechtamim. L'chaim. Tzaddikim are even sealed for life, and Rishayim are nechtamim l'misa. And Beinanim are tluyim v'yomdim, depending on what they do, during Aser Shemei Tshuva. So the kasha that all the Rishayim ask is, what does that even mean? Obviously, there are tzaddikim that die in the middle of a year, whatever year it is. I mean, somebody's going to die. They weren't tzaddikim. They were tzaddikim when Rosh Hashanah was. And Le'idachki, so they're obviously Rishon. I mean, Hitler lived a number of years. Hitler perpetrated the Holocaust for 10 years. So what happened on every Rosh Hashanah? What, he was not a Russia that was Nigzar Lamisa? So the Maral himself, so again, the Rishonim give different answers. Interestingly, the Rambam's own answer is not based on his idea of Hashgacha. The Rambam basically says, it's a Shrei Rambam, he says, we don't know the definition of a tzaddik or a Russia. Even if you numerically have many more averus than mitzvahs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, what they can. But that's a matnazach. What? I don't know if Hitler was a Russia. You could say it maybe in a lot of cases, but you can't say it in every case. Sometimes we know. But so the Maral himself gives a separate yisha for the tzaddik who dies, and a yisha for the Russia who lives. Right? Both of them are stira to what the Gemara says happens on Rosh Hashanah. With respect to the tzaddik who dies, the Maral says, very pashut, he says, when we say a tzaddik is given chayim, we mean he will be given the right to be mamale shenaisav. Every neshama comes into the world with a predetermined lifespan, which zechusim might make more, and averus might make less, but there's a predetermined lifespan. So the only thing a tzaddik is guaranteed is, Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah that you will deserve to finish the life that was allotted to you at the time you were born or conceived. So that's Gevaldik, that's a Gevaldik Teretz. So of course somebody could die in the middle of the year. Somebody could die in Rosh Hashanah. the point basically was, you have enough of a zechus that you will be memalei shenayisav, even if you may not have a super zechus for an arichas yamim or whatever it is. So when it says tzaddikim are nikzer l'chaim, the Maral says that means tzaddikim are memalei shenayisayim ma shenechtach lahem b'shas leidem. Now what about Rishayim? Well, one answer might be that Rishayim Lamisa just means they're not going to be Mamale Shinaiseyim, but it doesn't mean they're going to die that year. In other words, the Gzeira might be in 2 years they'll die. But the Maral gives another interpretation. If you understand that Misa could be defined as a siluk of Hashgacha Pratis, so the Maral says, if a person is a Rasha, Hashem has decreed, I am not going to be shomer you from the Mikre HaTeva. You're on your own. So maybe he'll be lucky. Maybe he'll escape the automobile accident. Maybe he'll escape the illness. Maybe he won't. There is no Shemira min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maral says,
Shemira, how can he escape it?
How can he escape it?
There's an
Malach
HaMavis coming after him. There's no
Shemira. No, that's what he's saying. It's not that the Malach HaMavis is coming after him. He has no Shemira. So Memela, he is vulnerable to the Mikre HaTeva. Now, just because I'm vulnerable to the Mikre HaTeva doesn't mean, it's going to hit me. Meaning, Hashem is not going to put me out of harm's way, whatever it is, but, whatever. Right, so the Maral, again, going l'shitasei, this is l'shitasei, that there's such a musig of teva. Like the Ramban, it would be difficult, in fact the Ramban has to give another teva, it's like the Ramban, it would be difficult to describe the notion of Misa as a siluka teva, because according to the Ramban, there's hashgacha pratis on everything, l'tayv o l'ra. And of course, I think the mainstream hashgacha that we normally talk about, again, is the Derech Hashem, and really the Mekubalim, all the Mekubalim, do emphasize the notion of hashgacha pratis. Now that doesn't mean for the good. I mean, Ein Shomer also hashgacha pratis, but everything is tailor-made b'diyuk. But according to the Rambam and the Maral, there is such a thing called teva. What is striking about the Maral is that he says, if you go the other way, which sounds like the frummer way, the more righteous way, the more holy way, the Maral calls that chiruf v'gidduf, because then you'll have tainus on the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Yeah. So my question. Yeah. Main after all this is,
yeah.
Does the world go with Malach and the Ramban and the Rav Rishayim out of convenience because it seems the firmer way, or sometimes it's easier just to not have to answer up for anything when you just say it's a shkacha and that's it and that's the end of the story?
Yeah.
Did the world end up there because it was easier, or because it's easier to learn like the Ramban because you look in the Makoros?
Well, I tell you, it's a difficult. I mean, it's difficult to know why psychologically certain truths became, or certain approaches became, more mekubal. I mean, I can tell you that because the mekubalim did go kineged the Rambam in this, the mekubalim follow the Ramban, that everything is b'hashgacha. Although I'll mention some exceptions even to that, even in the Ramban. So Memela Kabbalah Bichlal became the, we don't realize, or maybe you do realize, that the esoteric teachings of Kabbalah actually become the bread and butter things that we teach children in Cheder. Right? Basically, it was so mainstreamed within the Messiah of Am Yisrael. And now again, as I say, is it shayach to give a psak halacha on this? How can you give a psak halacha? You're paskening on how the Ribbono Shel Olam firzach in the world.
There are people who say like that because the world
paskin
this way.
It's shayach. Right, that's the getter of Loba Shemayimi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim to based in Shalmata. If we paskin this Hashgacha Pratis, the Abishter has to give us Hashgacha Pratis.
It's the same question.
Yeah. Right. Right, that's shy. It's shy. I just can't tell you now. we have all these meisim. Listen, you know, so many meisim, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, Hashgacha Pratis, and Bederach Klal, I think too, that the Rambam. Say again? No, all the Maya, every pick up every Mishpacha magazine, whatever. There's always this story and that story, you know, whatever. They're, I mean, people make a career. They'll give a share of 50 stories of Hashgacha Pratis. Okay, but I don't. I tend not. Unfortunately, sorry, I tend not to remember all these stories. But story after story after story of Hashgacha Pratis, and of course Shemitah Bichlal. Shemitah, he has unique stories of Hashgacha Pratis, which is the Haftacha Satira, that if you keep Shemitah, you know, you'll be Nitzel. And as they say, many want to say that in Eretz Yisrael, Hakol Moedim to the Ramban, and the Rambam is talking about Chutz La'aretz, right? So that's also an important to say.
But,
That is a Haychacha like the Ramban, but the Rambam would say that there are unique scenarios where the Torah...
Even though you can Shemitah, you won't have a Ramban.
No. What I'm saying is the Rambam will be made that there are specific situations of Hashgacha Pratis, but we don't generalize them to everything. Again, keep in mind, as I say, it's a Tevra Pashat. The Rambam is not saying Teva is unchangeable, otherwise you wouldn't have it. But he's saying there's kind of a default position. Yeah. Absolutely, the Torah says there's Hashgacha Pratis on Shemitah, and of course it's interesting Shaila about that. You know, and of course we have so many these are talking so many Meisim where two landowners, two fields, one next to the other, one is not Shomer Shemitah, and the insects, you know, destroy the whole field. The other is Shomer Shemitah, and with Sivesius Abracha, right? Of course they ask Kasha. It's an interesting Kasha. L'chaira, since most Rishayim Paskin Shemitah Bizman is Ez Drabanan. So deraisa, there's no Shemitah. So mehechi tesi, there'll be a bracha. Now, this was the taina when Rav Kook was miyaseid the heter mechira of selling the land to goyim. So what was the taina? The taina was otherwise people are going to starve if you can't cultivate the ground. And in those days they didn't have imports. What do you mean people are going to starve? The Torah says if you keep Shemitah, there's going to be a bracha. How can you proceed on the assumption people are going to starve if you keep Shemitah? When the Torah is made, that's not going to happen. So Rav Kook's answer was, that Bibal Shemitah B'zman Ezez Drabanan, so you love Dafka have the Havtacha Satera, that the Vitzivesiya Sabracha, because that's only Tochein, where Shemitah is the Araisa.
Huh? I think it's from the
That's right. He brings from earlier. Yeah. Now, the Chazanish was Chaylik. Basically said that, you know, Shemayim is Maskim. Once the Chachamim say you have to Pirzach with Shemitah, even though it's a Drabanan, Mimela, there'll be all of the Brachas, and we've taka seen, but Sibesi is a Bracha, we've taka seen Gevaldike Brachas. But the point is that even like the Rambam, this is a Miyuchadik here. Now, I think, going back to your question in particular, I think that it is more difficult to be a Maimon. It's more difficult to be a Maimon with the Mahalach of the Rambam Shita, that Tava has its autonomous role. And I think it could be that basically in a generation which is so weak in Amunah, so weak in Bitachon, so the Gedolim were Machria, that it's important to emphasize the approaches that let us see the Yad Hashem in every little prayer. Who knows? But this is a big, big, big Machlokas. And it's interesting that the Maral absolutely goes with the Shita Sarambam, and in his way of thinking it was fakert. His way of thinking was the opposite of what I just said, that Emunah is going to be stronger if you posit Teva than if you posited everything is an ace, because then you'll have Tainas under Ribbono Shel Olam, which you're not going to have if there is a Teva. It's important to see, it's a big, big chiddush in how to learn the Gemara, Kol Aymer Halo B'chol Yayim, Harei Zeh Mecharef
Megadim. Yeah. The Mekubalim Shita is a Chora Masora.
The what?
If it is Masorah, who's
Shita?
The Mekubalim.
Yeah.
So if it is Masorah, wouldn't the Rambam agree if he knew of the Masorah?
This is a general question. As you know, in some Makairis, they report that B'Seif Yamav, the Rambam was exposed to the Chachmas HaKabbalah, and he said he would be Chayzer on a lot of things that he wrote based on it. Yeah, so this would be Nichlal on that. But on the other hand, Mitzidenu, well, we only have what the Rambam told us in the Svarim. We don't, you know, we can't automatically posit Chazoras.
So what's the sad to say? No, if there is such a Masorah, he's going to argue with the Masorah.
I don't know. I mean, in other words, in a sense, you have a problem that how do you understand? We say by machleiksa meilu veilu divrei Elokim chayim, right? How do you understand that at all in a machleikas how Hashem fears of the world? That's really the problem. In halacha, I could say the Eibishter lets you do whichever you follow, right? Either one is good as long as it's miyusid in Torah. In a machlekes, is there hashgacha pratis or hashgacha klalis? It's hard to know unless Eretz Yisrael is a pshara, maybe some inyanim like that. Maybe the Kabbalah we're talking about Eretz Yisrael and the Rambam is talking about Chutz La'aretz. There might be different yeshuvim. Now I do want to mention one thing though. One interesting qualification of hashgacha, which the Maral himself does not address here, but this is a very well known Orach Chaim Hakadosh. Now the Orach Chaim himself was a great mekubal. So it's interesting that he moves a little bit away from Hashgacha Pratis in this way. And this is a famous Orach Chaim in Parshas Miketz, where Yosef, right, when they judged Yosef, Reuven said, do not throw him into the, do not kill him, throw him into the boar. And Reuven's kavana was, I'll get him later. So the Gemara says, Habor reik ein bay mayim. But the boar had nechashim v'yakrovim. So the kasha is obvious. The Mishnah says in Yevamos, you throw somebody into a pit, or somebody falls into a pit of nechashim v'yakrovim, we could be made that he's dead. His wife can remarry. So Reuven says, we shouldn't kill him. We shouldn't kill him. Let's throw him into a pit of snakes and scorpions. That's killing him. All right, so the Pashtus, the Gra says, Reuven didn't see, etc. In fact, the Gra is a whole deal. It says they were mashlechim into a boar, and hashlacha is at least 20 amos. And the Gemara says, the mile from 20 amos, lo shalta be'ena. That whole thing is true, because throwing somebody into a pit that's 20 amos, I mean, the Gemara says, 10 tfachim is kidei lo amos. This is 20 amos. I mean, that's, you know, they say, oh, we didn't see the snakes. We threw you down a 50-foot. Okay, it's a sure territory. But the Orach Chaim says, an amazing thought. The brothers donned Yosef like a raydef, because the brothers thought that he was separating them from Yaakov, their nitzchias. Gadol hamachtiyai, because they were giving lashnar, Yosef min arhorga. So they donned him like a raydef. He's chayev misa. Habal laharkha. Although bizman hazeh, we would not, it's interesting. In spite of the fact that the Gemara says, gadol hamachtiyai Yosef min arhorga, as far as I know, there is no halacha. If somebody's trying to, take me off the derech, I can't stomach as I kill him as a raydef. I mean, it's like, the guy says, let's go to Ben Yehuda tonight. pull out the gun and kill him. Okay, but you have to be Mayan in that. But the Sephorno says...
He's not drinking
music. Huh?
He's not drinking.
Right, you're going to go anyway. Okay, yeah. But the Sephorno says that they wanted to kill Yosef mitam raydef. So this is Yehuda's title. If we kill him, that's not a raya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer Yosef Lemisa. Because even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't geizer Yosef Lemisa, because we have bechira, the Eibishter gave us a shlita to do bad things in the world that are connected his ratzon. So Reuven says, "Vibalt we're no gaya bedavar." We can't assume that we're right because we're able to kill him, because that's the kayach of bechir. Masha'en kein zakti yorachayim. An animal can only act b'gzeiras Hashem. Mad nizach. A snake will not bite will not kill a human being unless it's nigzer by Hashem. Again, I'm not saying because he's a Russian, but meizatam shiyah, the Eibishter was geyser, that this is his time to go. So Memela, if Yosef gets killed by the snakes, then that's a Gili Mills who were right. If he's not killed by the snakes, it's a Gili Milsa that he's not a Rebbe. Of course, Lamaisa, you see the Kayach of Nagias. Yosef was Nitzel, and they still sold him. Okay, the whole test didn't work. But now I wouldn't try this. I mean, I wouldn't say, because L'chaira, it's Fakert from the Gemara in Shabbos that says that don't be machnish yourself in Makam Sakana. But still, the Or HaChaim seems to say, No, because that would indicate that intrinsically a makam sakana is dangerous, but the Or HaChaim is telling us a chiddush that even if everything that happens to me is hashgacha pratis, but what a human being who's a baal bechira can do to me, right? So there would be a chiluk like the Or HaChaim between a natural disaster, or even an animal attack, and that which a human being does to me. Unlike the Rambam that says tsunamis and everything else might just be wrong place, wrong time, the Or HaChaim is going with the Rambam that anything in the world that happens to me is a gezeira of the Ribono Shel Olam. But the exception is when I'm within the ambit of a Baal Bechira, it's Yitachein that I may not have enough of a zechus, meaning avada, if I have a special zechus, I can be nitzel. In other words, basically, what the Rambam says about natural disasters, the Or HaChaim says about human evil. Okay, so it's interesting that, in a way, once again, when you look at something like the Holocaust, theologically, something like a tsunami is more of a kasha than the Holocaust. I mean, I don't mean to be superficial about it. That is, since the Holocaust is the evil, the rishus of human beings, it's lav dafka, there was a miyuchad dika gezeira on every individual yachid. Bichlal, Hashem was geizer. I mean, that's the teichicha. Avada on the teichicha bichlal, there's a gezeira from Hashem that these things will happen. But the individual yachidim are simply gathered up. They're nesaf in the bechira of Rishoyim. Hashem came by a tsunami, the Or HaChaim says, would say, nobody dies unless Hashem was geyser. As opposed to the Rambam that says, even in natural disasters, there's something called chukei hateva. Now, yeah, I'm sorry.
According to this, why is it Mukha if the Holocaust was Xavier Bechlat? I can't just say there was the bechira of the Germans.
Yeah, because here is the thing. Since the Holocaust was something that fundamentally affected the nature of the Jewish people, both in Tamas and Echus, so Hakol Moedim, that there's certainly a Hashgacha Klolius in the welfare of Am Yisrael. And Bechlau, that's what the Torah says. The Ramban himself writes that all of the Yonim of the Teichicha, and this is even the Rambam reminded. The Teichicha is an example of Hashgacha Klolus, that Hashem is geyser on the Ummah. Certain things, yeah.
So the way we're understanding our HaChaim is that if Yosef would have jumped into the pit by himself, then he would have been sucked. But since he was thrown in, then it was up to
him. So you're actually remembering my kasha. You're saying that if Yosef, through his own Bechira, would have come in, so at that point...
That might be.
As again, I mentioned last week, the whole Musak, you're not allowed to put yourself in a Makam Sakana, posits there's something called Makam Sakana. Like the Ramban, it's a little difficult to even understand what that means. Hashem decides, do I live or do I die? See, like the Rambam, the Pshat is, there's a Teva that's operating. So when you put yourself in a place where under Teva, you're likely to get hurt, you need a Miyuchadik as a Chus to be Nitzel. And even if you're not deserving of Misa, like the Rambam, you may not have the Miyuchadik as a Chus.
The Torah says that once the Hashem gives you Chus to the Mashchus, he's not Mavchen Mitzah
Negroshu. Yeah. So that chazal is often used as a shtickle riot to the Rambam, in the sense that Hashem creates a teva based on his hashgacha klalis, that Hashem decrees that this should happen to the nation, and then you could be gathered up. Yeah, inochinami. Yeah.
So how
did
the Ramban explain that?
The Ramban would explain it as what you call an Eden Rischa. An Eden Rischa means when Hashem gives Rishus L'Mashchis, it's a time of divine kas, and it's a time of din. In a time of din, the tzaddikim might also be considered deserving of misa, as we say, mi yamayd lefanecha badin, meaning it's a gezeirah on them too. But Hashem wouldn't have imposed the gezeirah on them unless it's already a zman of din. Well, that's good, but that wouldn't fit the Ramban. That's all. In other words, you're right. You're right. But you were asking like the Ramban, everything is Hashgacha Pratis, so you have to say there is Hashgacha Pratis that in a time of din, even the tzaddikim could be nanash.
Just to explain the Gemara and Shabbos for the Ramban, the Gemara is revolving around Ein Som Chalal Anes.
Yes.
So the Ramban is made that it's like a form of suicide, that you put yourself on a Machom Sakana. So you're attempting, you're endangering yourself, so Hashem is not going to save you.
So the way you'd understand it is because of an aveira, as you're doing
it's
the,
an
you're
aveira
doing,
to be putting myself
so
in a place where Hashem needs to...
You forfeit the zechus of Shemira because it's goof and aveira to put yourself in
the
makam.
Right, like a person jumps off a building, he's not going to say, oh, so according to the Ramban, I should be fine.
So it's not the teva that's killing you, it's a gezeira of Hashem that you're no longer roy for my protection. Because you're mafkir yourself. I hear. It's a complicated area, but I just wanted to tell you one more thought, which the Maharal does not bring because it's more of a modern thought, but it's actually very, very interesting. And that is, you know, and again, I hope nobody here is a physicist because I'm going to expose my ignorance. I'm going to talk a little bit of physics here, but again, I am certainly a very rank amateur. Not even that, I wouldn't even call myself an amateur, but just an interesting thing. There are two main schools of physics, right? There is what is called classical physics, which is really old-fashioned. That is Newtonian physics. Isaac Newton, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Isaac Newton's main interest in life was biblical commentary. Actually, he wrote many, many commentaries on the Bible. Physics was a little kind of a sideline with him. He was a very brilliant fellow. And Newtonian physics is called deterministic. It's based on the notion of stability and predictability. An identical force that is applied to an identical object, if all conditions are equal, will always, always have the same reaction. And if there's a different reaction, it's only because either the force is different or the object is different or the environment is different. And science is really based on the notion of replicability, that the same thing will always have the same result. I mean, if one day, you know, I throw it up and it falls, and then I throw it up and it's up, and, you know, then all you're dealing with are probabilities. It's not shy to have scientific laws. Now, so Newtonian physics means deterministic, predictable, stable, consistent. Now, in the early 20th century, when people began to investigate quantum subatomic particles, they discovered that on the subatomic level, things are not predictable. These little critters kind of run around on their own, and sometimes this force will produce that reaction, sometimes it produces that reaction. And the most you could say is, all scientific laws are just probabilities. That the Derek Cloud, this happens, but who knows? You know. Now, this is called quantum. It's about the whole school of quantum mechanics. Einstein initially was actually a founder of the school. He later was Choser because he thought it was a kfir in Hashgacha Pratis. He believed that God guided the laws of the universe, not the individuals, but the laws of the universe. Be it as it may, what was his famous lesson? God does not play with dice. That's what he said. That's a famous Einstein quote. Now, here's the thing. If you ask a physicist, what's right? Newtonian physics or quantum mechanics? He will tell you, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Because quantum mechanics work, I'm sorry, Newtonian physics still works for big things. Tables, chairs, airplanes, computers, cars. Right, we go in planes based on the predictability that if certain conditions are there, it's going to happen. So the big thing works with Newtonian determinism. The little things are totally, apparently, random and unpredictable. right? So quantum mechanics is little things. Little, I mean really little, you know, subatomic. And Newtonian physics is big things. But l'chaira, you have akasha, that doesn't make sense. I'm talking very simply here. Big things are nothing more than an aggregate of little things. So if the little things are running around all over the place, how can I say the big things have any type of predictability, since a table is made up of atoms and made up of, you know, subatomic particles? So what you see here is, you see a tremendous idea in Histakeo Bi'araiso Bore Alma, that the deep physical structure of the world mirrors this idea between Bechira and Hashkocha. We have in Machlokes Rambam and Ramban about Hashkocha Pratis. But our Kol Maiden, there is what is called a Hashkocha Klolis in the world. Hashem has a plan for the world, Hashem has a plan for Am Yisrael. And this plan is going to get carried out. But the question becomes, since every individual unit makes our own decisions, I decide whether to keep mitzvahs or not keep mitzvahs, I decide whether to kill or not to kill. So how is it shayach that Hashem's plan gets carried out if that plan depends on trillions of decisions that are made by individual people 24 hours a day? I don't have a teretz for that other than to say it is the exact same way you resolve the issue of quantum mechanics and Newtonian physics. Meaning, even if the little ones have their own mahalach, but somehow everything gets balanced out. When this particle goes this way, that particle will go that way, so the table remains stable because the pull there is countermanded. Meaning the concept that as a yachid I have bechira, but as a klal, everything is nigzer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the mahalach. And that's an amazing thing. That's one of the niflais habayre, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan and his ratzon gets carried out no matter what we want, in spite of the fact that every decision I make in life about serving Hashem is my decision, and Hashem is not machriach bechira. That's a pella, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the bechira chofshis of every yachid, and be'eifen klali, his will is carried out into the world. Okay. But again, as I say, this is a big, big sugya. If you want to be ma'ayin in it, very good, a very, very good source. If you look in Rav Chaim Friedlander, Sifsei Chaim, there's a two-volume set. One is called Emuna V'Hashkacha, and I think one is called Emuna U'Bechira. Emuna V'Hashkacha, Emuna U'Bechira. So he goes through all of these Makaris, the Or HaChaim, many, many passages from the Maral, the Rambam, the Ramban. He goes through the sugya very well, and it's relatively not too difficult to read. So it would be kedai to be koveya that understanding. Now another thing, the Maral says that Hallel is miyusad on Nes, right? Nes nigla. That's why I mentioned B'Shem Rav Huttner, why we don't say Hallel on Purim. That's the meaning of Kriyasazu Hilula. So I do want to just say again, I'm mentioning some things which are beyond the Maral tonight. I want to mention a gewaldige kasha, an avort from Rav Chaim, based on this yisayit of the Maral, that Hallel has to be mekusher to a neis nigla. It's yadua that unlike Sukkot, where every single day we say a Hallel Shalem, for Pesach, we only say a Hallel Shalem on the first day, Seder on the first day, the rest of Pesach, in Chutz La'aretz after the second day, we only say a half Hallel. And people know the famous reason that is given by the Shibalei Leket. Everyone knows this reason. The Shibalei Leket says, since Shavi Shel Pesach is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, and by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachi Ashares wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said to the Malachi Ashares, Maise Yadai Tavu Bayam, Vatem Oimim Shira, what are you praising me when the Egyptians are drowning? So because of this, keep in mind, the Gemara gives us that medrash, but the Gemara does not give it as the reason for not saying Hallel. Shibalei Leket says, in the name of another medrash, which we don't have, that is why we don't say a complete Hallel, because our Simcha is not Sholem, because of Maisei Yodai Tavu Bayom.
Maisei
Yodai Tavu Bayom, huh?
Shas Maisa, they said shoot.
Yeah, that's a good kasha. We'll get to that. So there are a lot of kasha on the kashas. First of all, it's commonly stated, this is also very fascinating, that's also why by the Seder, during the Eser Makais, we pour out some wine. Right? What we tell everybody is, because of Maisei Yodai Tavu Bayom. That is not the reason the Rishonim give. The Rishonim say it's because of Etzba Elokimhi. And people say over the reason of the application of Maisei Yadai, I mean, even by the Makos, in other words, applying the Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayom to the Makos, who applies that? Who connects it to the Eser Makos? So they say it b'shem the Abarbanel. Abarbanel wrote the big parish on the Haggadah called Zevach Pesach. And obviously I've used the parish, but I've never read it cover to cover, but somebody sent me an email before Pesach that they went through the Zevach Pesach cover to cover, and it's not in the Abarbanel. And he wanted to know, what is the makor of this idea that we pour out the wine because of Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayom? The Rishonim say, Etzba Elokimhi. Who applies it to the ten makos? So I thought, well, it must be one of those things that everybody says. Well, you can't find it. I mean, I finally looked in the Masifta. You know, they have a Masifta Haggadah too, which, you know, gives you a mug of everything. The best they came up with was a 19th century Hasidic Rebbe. I didn't even hear of this. Is a Rebbe that was so okay. He probably was an Adam Gadol, but he was not a famous Rebbe. I didn't even hear. So this became such a well beloved teaching. I know in the States every school teaches this as the reason, but it's a very, very non-authoritative reason. But the Shibali Leket does say that's the reason for not a whole Hallel on Acher and Shul Pesach. So there are a lot of kashas.
What's the reason? The reason because the teacher got hurt?
For what? For the wine?
The wine.
So that's what I'm saying. So a Rebbe said that was the reason, but the reason the Rishonim say is we're pouring out the wine with our finger, because the makos are etzba. We want to show. No, because the wine represents hatzlacha and bracha. So we're saying their bracha was diminished with the kayach of the etzba elokim. According to that, it should be with the etzba. Yeah, that's with the etzba. That's what the Rishonim say. Okay, so there are a lot of kashas on this medrash. Yeah.
Was that because of the kavanas?
Huh? Say again?
Not because of the
kavanas. Which kavanas?
The kavanas changed by sukkahs every day?
No, so that's what I'm going to mention. So there are a lot of kashas here.
I seem to find another reason, because they
didn't
use the
etzba. Okay. So the first kasha Rav Chaim asks, the first kasha Rav Chaim asks is this. The reason of the medrash, first of all, it's an unknown medrash. We don't even have, okay, but the Rishonim do quote. So there are a few questions. So the question is, number one, what about Chol HaMoed? This is only a reason for Shvi Shel Pesach. What about Chol HaMoed? So the Taz gives a terrorist, the Taz asks the Kasha. And the Taz says, we never want to give Chol HaMoed a greater chashivas than a Yom Tov. So we work backwards. If, on the last day of Pesach, we're not going to say a whole Hallel, Memela, I got to do it to half for Chol HaMoed. It's a Deichet Teretz. But the second kasha is, and Rav Chaim will see, Rav Chaim will be answering this in a better way. The second kasha is, like you say, that the Gemara itself gives a reason. The Gemara itself asks the kasha in Erchin, how come Sukkos every day, whole, including Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach, only half after the first day? So the Gemara says, Sukkos, every Musaf is a miyuchadik, a separate korban. So every day is like a separate chag, even Chol HaMoed. Pesach, the Musaf is exactly the same. So it's only a hemshech of one Yom Tov. A bazai frek Rav Chaim, why does the Medrash have to come up to Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayom? Tipuk lei, chalukin b'karbin eseyim. Right, so we have two kashas, Chol HaMoed, and why does the Medrash have to give a different time than the Gemara? So Zot Rav Chaim.
The third kasha would be that
B'shas Maisa.
They said
that's the third kasha. Right, the kasha is that the Jewish people themselves said Shira al Hayam, And there was no taina of Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayam.
They were saved.
Okay.
Right.
So what's the chiluk? So the chiluk would be that they were directly saved. The Baal Hanes could always be Meshabech. Okay, so you hear all this. So Rav Chaim takes all of this and he mixes it together in a very nice way. He says, the emes is, you need both the tam of the Gemara and the tam of the Medrash. And that's because there are two alternative mechayvim of Hallel. There is Hallel mitam nes, and that's what the Maral says, that the mechayv of Hallel is a nes nigla. And there is also Hallel mitam kedushas achag, Hallel mitam yom tov. Now, sometimes there's both, sometimes there's one and not the other. The Hallel of Chanukah is only mitam nes, Hallel is not a yom tov. The Hallel, let's say, of Shavuos is really mitam the kedushas achag, because there was no nes of Hatzolah. The Hallel of Pesach, however, is a combination of both factors. There is the nes nigla of the Makais and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's the Kedusha Sachag, that's Mechayev. Reish Chodesh, which neither has a Neis, nor is it Lagamri Eimayet, Ein Achinami, Hallel and Reish Chodesh is only Mitam Minog. That's why some people don't make a bracha. Some people only make a bracha B'tzibur. Briskers only have the Chazan make the bracha on Reish Chodesh. Okay, so Reish Chodesh is a separate parsha, but Reish... So the Rambam, how can they ask you to what? The halacha is that that b'tzibur the chazan to be mavol.
The chazan always
makes
the bracha.
Yeah, the chazan makes the bracha. Yeah. Okay, but putting aside, so we made it like this. Zakrav chayim azay. The Gemara is asking the kasha, if every day of Sukkot is a yomtzef that's mechayiv halal, then why shouldn't Acharon Shel Pesach be Mechayev Hallel, since it is a Yom Tov? On that, you can't answer Maisa Yadai Tavu B'Yom, because you're not saying Hallel on the Neis. You're saying Hallel on the Yom Tov. Zok de Gemara, I'll say Yom Tov, it's only considered to be the same Yom Tov, because the Karbonos are different. But the Medrash is asking, okay, even if there's no Hallel Mitam Yom Tov, but on Shvi Shel Pesach, there was a miyuched dika neis of Kriyas Yamsuf. So let there be halal al neis. On that, the Medrash says, on azan neis, we don't say halal, because of Maisa Yadai Tavu B'Yam. So Rav Chaim says, based on that, it's a davar pashut, why you don't say halal on Cholamayit, halal on Cholamayit, because we manafshech. Halal mitam Yamsuf, the Gemara in Erechin already said, all the karbanas are the same. Halal mitam neis, there wasn't a neis cholamoy. So memela, you don't have to say like the Taz, that since you're not going to do it the last day, you don't do it cholamoy. There is no mechayev for cholamoy. Because cholamoy would only have a chiyev on the separate yamtif, and on that the Gemara and Erechin answered, since the karbonos are the same. So that's gevalik. Now, memela, Rav Chaim says, it's no kasha why you say a whole halal on the first day, because the first day is Mitam Yom Tov. So even if Egyptians died in Makas Becheres, it's Lo Mashana. But he then adds another knach, because we do see that by Oz Yashir. Say again?
What is the Chatzi Halal?
Well, Chatzi Halal, because it's Mashva that's Mitam Minog. In other words, it has the status as Rosh Chodesh, because since Chol HaMayit is called a Mayit, so we say a Chatzi Halal. No, whole halal. The Gemara was asking, again, chatzi halal, you have to understand, chatzi halal, there's no such thing as a chiyav of chatzi halal. Chatzi halal is a simen that it's only mitam minuk. It's only mitam minuk.
So it doesn't have the level.
Yeah. Now, according to this, it would turn out the following. If you did not say halal with a bracha on the first night or day of Pesach, you would actually be mechiyav to say halal with a bracha the first time you remember, Chol HaMoed, and if you didn't remember until Shvi Shel Pesach, you would say it Shvi Shel Pesach, because you would be Mechoyev al Siyam Tif, and it's not, we don't have the problem. Maisi Yadai Tavu B'Yam does not affect the Halal, Mitam Yom Tif. Rav Chaim says the following nekuda. He says another nekuda, final nekuda on this, which is also very gevaldic. And this will answer your hora. L'chaira, what is this business? Ma'isa yadai tovu b'yam. You don't praise Hashem when the Egyptians drown. First of all, we praise Hashem with makas b'chairis. That we answered, halom itam yamtif. And second of all, the Jewish people at the time of Kriyas Yamsif, they said az yashir. And all the Mefarshim explain that the rule that you don't praise Hashem if people are getting killed is only when you're not directly being saved. But when you're directly being saved, Hakaras HaTayv is mechayev you to praise Hashem. So Zakr of Chaim like this. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a halacha, Chayev Adam Lirais Es Atzmai Ke'ilu Hu Yatzam in Mitzrayim. We have to feel we are actually experiencing, are you in Mechavito? Very good, Yeshkeya. We have to feel, you have a brisker cup, a chassidish of levush, but a brisker cup. Okay. No, very good, very good. That's the best combination. It's good, okay. So he says that we have to feel ki'ilu we're nigal. So memela legabi, the first day of Pesach, we are like the yidden at the yam. But Rav Chaim says, you don't find such a chiyuv by Kriyas Yamsef. By Kriyas Yamsef, you have to remember it, and you have to be Meshabeach Hashem, but you don't find Chayav Adam, Liras, Esatzmai, Gilu, Huyatza. Memela, we are like the Malachi Asharis. So, Lagabe Kriyas Yamsef, we're like the Malachi Asharis, Maisi Yadet Havu B'Yam. Lagabe Makas B'Chayres, we're like Chlal Yisrael at the Yam, because we're Mamish being Nitzel. And that's why we can say a complete halal, right? So this is Rav Chaim's Mahalachim. Yeah.
Maybe I use this to explain why there's an extra of Simcha and Sukkos each day has like a full yamtiv status due to the changing.
Yeah, it is brought down that part of the Zman Simcha Seinu is each day has a miyuchadika kedusha. In fact, I'll tell you
how. That's the reason for extra Simcha, I'm saying.
That would be a reason for it. Of course, you may have a chicken and egg problem, meaning you might say that because each day is a separate Yom Tov, that's why it has extra Simcha, or because it's a Zman of extra Simcha, Hashem made every day a separate Yom Tov. It's hard to know which is first. I'll give you an example. There's another halacha where this plays out. That is, what is the Haftarah, right? When you make a Haftarah, so Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So on a regular Shabbos, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, and if it's Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. So there's a shaila when it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, are you Messiah Mekadesh HaShabbos, or are you Messiah Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim? So the Mishnah Berura brings a machlokas, and he's machria that Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. And Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, because every day, even the Chol HaMoed is a separate chag, because of Chalukin B'Karbon Eseyan, and therefore you have a Siyum in the Haftarah. This is a halacha I will never forget, because I remember when I was in ninth grade, I learned this halacha, and we had a halacha seder after davening, and I was doing something else, other guys were doing something else. So Rav Moshe Heinemann, my Rebbe, is very, very chashuv rab, one of the great poskim in America, went over to me and said, oh, you think you don't have to know halacha? So he asked me this shaila. I got it wrong. So what do Chazal say? The Gemara in Gittin says, a person is not oimed al divrei Torah elim kein nichshel b'hem. When you're nichshel and you're corrected, you take and remember. So that halacha, so I may forget many halachas. That halacha I always remember, yeah.
There's a minhag on Shri Shemesach to get together and have like a Shura Sayam. Is that maybe a stira? It is a stira.
In fact, they say by... he's saying that when people reenact, they have Kriyas Yamsuf. They go with water. In fact, they say that somebody wants... So he was asking, does that imply that you're supposed to re-experience? I remember reading Rav Chaska Levenstein. They once saw him in a room... Shvi Shal Pesach by himself, and he's a Litvak. He did not have this minigah b'raivam, but he had water, and he was maybe spending hours trying to feel what it was like to go through the water. Clearly, he wanted to somehow, I don't know exactly how that would make. I didn't know that. Okay, so that might explain it. Okay, but clearly,
Rebbe of mine was Talmud
of his. Okay, that's interesting. Now, that might be Miyashiv Taka, but clearly, he was devoting a lot of kaiches to trying to be margish the Kriyas Yamsa. But it could be, it's not a chi of Biyatsim, but since we're supposed to be makar taiv, so Mimela, this type of tzior is a way of having a cross of taiv, but it's not intrinsically a chi of.
They sing a shira at the minute.
Okay, all right. I hear. It's a hara. Maybe it's connected Rav Chaim's alumnus. Because you could, again, Rav Chaim is not intrinsically mukher. I mean, one might say like this, since Kriyas Yamsif is often described as the saif of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so intrinsically, one could say, kashem that chayav adam lirei sasasme ki'il yasim in Mitzrayim, that's kailel kriyas yamsif. I mean, so I'm not saying Rav Chaim is not automatically mukhrich, but this is the chilek that he wants to say. Yeah. The art side is tonight, yeah.
He says that the reason why you don't say, it's not a full hal, but on the Achim of Pesach, is a nes nimshach, but the tachas of the nes is not in Torah. Umas, the tachas of the nes
Well, that's interesting because the chara we would neman, would we not, that Yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa was for the tachlis of Matan Torah, but apparently he separated his drawing from Kriyas Yamsif.
Yitzias Mitzrayim itself was on itself because if you stayed there, then it would have been over. It's not itself was on itself as the pushes.
That we weren't shakua in the yeah. Okay, I hear. Very good. Okay. So we'll stop here and
just before we go down tomorrow, I have a couple of announcements.